In President Bush's State of the Union speech on January 31st, in which he declared that the U.S. is addicted to oil, he promoted another form of energy in these four words: clean, safe nuclear power. But opponents of nuclear power with serious concerns about the technology's toxic waste and high costs say two words unmentioned in the speech are important to factor into the equation of whether nuclear power is going to get a second lease on life in the U.S. Those two words are plutonium reprocessing. Last year, the federal budget included $50 million to come up with a plan for integrated spent fuel recycling facilities, in other words, plutonium reprocessing. It's been promoted both as a means of creating more nuclear fuel and as a way of dealing with nuclear waste. Between the Lines, Melinda Tuhus spoke with Dr. Ed Lyman, senior staff scientist with the Union of Concerned Scientists. He explains how the process works, why it was halted once before in the U.S., and why he's concerned about nuclear proliferation if plutonium reprocessing goes forward.
The fact that the president didn't mention reprocessing in his speech was anticipated and not unexpected, but that doesn't mean that it's not going to be taking place under the radar screen. In fact, I believe that the president's advisors made a calculation that this was a program that was best if it didn't attract public attention, because so many aspects of it don't make sense or would be controversial.
So how exactly does plutonium reprocessing work?
The purpose would be to take commercial spent nuclear fuel from nuclear power plants to reprocess it, which is perform a complicated series of chemical operations on that spent fuel to separate the plutonium it contains from other constituents, and possibly to turn that plutonium into some type of reactor fuel that could in principle be used again. It's anticipated that any such facility would cost anywhere from $10 to $30 billion.
What would be the rationale for any government to do this?
At the dawn of the nuclear power era, it was anticipated that this would be the way to deal with spent fuel from nuclear power plants. In fact, there were plans to go in that direction in the 60s and the 1970s. But the major concern associated with reprocessing spent fuel as opposed to directly disposing of it in a repository like the Yucca Mountain repository that people may be familiar with is that the process extracts materials which could be used in a nuclear weapon. And the Ford and Carter administrations, when they became aware of exactly how much plutonium would end up circulating in the commercial nuclear industry if these plans were actually realized, understood that the proliferation dangers associated with this technology were simply too great to be controlled, and that instead of reprocessing spent fuel and separating the plutonium from other radioactive constituents, plutonium should be kept with those radioactive constituents and spent fuel should simply be put underground. And that has been the essentially the policy of the United States domestic program for several decades. The danger now is that if the Bush administration reverses that policy, not only will it expose hundreds of tons of plutonium in the spent fuel that's now been generated to potentially being diverted or stolen by terrorist groups for a nuclear weapon, but it also sends exactly the wrong signal internationally at a time when the non-proliferation regime is threatening to really collapse, and a time when more controls are needed over nuclear materials, not fewer controls.
You've highlighted a very serious concern regarding nuclear terrorism. Can you also talk about the issue of environmental contamination from the intended operation of this process? I understand that a facility that operated in the U.S. several years in the late 60s, I think it was closed down because of high levels of radioactive pollution.
Reprocessing technology itself is also, from a waste management and environmental perspective, the wrong thing to do with nuclear waste. Because it takes an object, a spent fuel assembly, which is, although, contains a soup of radioactive elements in it, they're fairly well contained as long as the fuel is undamaged. Reprocessing would expose the contents of spent fuel to the potential for environmental releases by the nature of the process, which is to take the spent fuel, chop it up, release gases and that are inside it, dissolve it in acid, and then subject it to complicated chemical operations which generate lots of radioactive waste and involve corrosive and potentially explosive materials. And there have been some spectacular accidents involving reprocessing waste products in Soviet Union 1957, and we've even had a few incidents in this country. There was one failed attempt at commercial reprocessing in the 1960s at a plant in New York called West Valley. The plant operated only for a few years, had a very troubled operating record, ended up closing and leaving a legacy of radioactive waste, which New York State is still dealing with.
That was Dr. Ed Lyman of the Union of Concerned Scientists. Contact the group by calling area code 202-233-6133 or visit their website at www.ucsusa.org. You've been listening to Between the Lines, a weekly program presenting news and analysis of critical issues affecting our region, the nation, and the world. Between the Lines is produced at the studios of WPKN Radio and distributed by Squeaky Wheel Productions. Visit our website at www.btlonline.org to hear our current and archived programs in MP3 and real audio.